Welcome to Tard Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet 114. Yesterday we ended off Kuf Yud Gimel, seeing that when we are ready to be loyal Avdei Hashem, servants of God, and praise God for that, Hashem comes down and anything can happen. And there's no better place to see this than in the Tehillim that we're going to learn today. Mizmor Kuf Yud Dalet 114. And yes, feel free to sing along in the background. Pasuk Aleph. Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. When Israel left Egypt, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loez, the house of Yaakov from an alien nation, when the Jewish people were ready to say no to the Egyptian culture, the Egyptian language, and get up and go, Pasuk Beis, Haisa Yehuda Lekadsho, Yisrael Mamshalosav. Yehuda became his holy one, Israel under his rulership. When we left, Yehuda became the leader. Yehuda was really always the leader, but as we left Egypt, it was Nachshon, it was the chief of the tribe of Yehuda, who literally jumped into the sea and led us in. The Jewish people also became under his rulership. We all became the Avdei Hashem, the servants of God. And at that time, Pasuk Gimel, Hayam Ra'a Vayanos, the sea saw and fled. Hayarden Yisov Liachar, the rivers turned and went backwards. What rivers went backwards? And Rashi tells us that at the time of the splitting of the sea, all the seas and rivers and streams, all the bodies of water in the world split, so that everybody would see this miracle. Or it could be, as some commentators say, that the Yarden was the Jordan River, which split later on when we went into the land of Canaan in the time of Yoshua. Actually, the waters didn't split. It was just they formed one wall. Pasuk Dalet, Heharim Rakdu Cha'elim, the mountains saw, parentheses, and they danced like rams. Gevaos, the hills, parentheses, saw, and they frolicked like young sheep. When did the mountains shake, or when did they dance? At Matan Torah, when we received the Torah, the mountains trembled as if they were dancing. Now, what did the elements of nature see? What did the sea and the river and the mountains and the hills, what did they see? They saw Betzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim. It all happened when the Jewish people were ready to leave Egypt, when they were ready to separate from that which was so familiar to them. Granted, it wasn't easy, but the Jewish people were ready to take that leap of faith to leave Egypt, and then another leap of faith into the sea. The Medrash, that's quoted by Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Beshalach, tells us that only 20% of the Jewish people left Egypt. The other 80%, Rashi tells us, died during the plague of darkness. And why did they die during the plague of darkness? Because Hashem knew that they wouldn't want to leave. So he had them die when the Egyptians couldn't see them dying and then the Jewish people burying them. But think about it. During darkness, during a time of confusion, many times people panic and freeze and they're afraid to keep moving or do something new. And that was the feeling of many Jewish people. It wasn't just during the plague of darkness, but the plague of darkness represented how the Jewish people felt, or many of the Jewish people felt, in being in Egypt. Even in the period when they no longer had to work, there was such confusion. Who are we? What do we have to do? And then the thought of leaving Egypt brought them even more confusion, which for 80% became darkness and had them panic and freeze. They couldn't move forward. And so they got lost in the confusion. They were not ready to leave their comfort zone. And that certainly makes sense. But we are not the descendants of those 80% who never made it out. We are the descendants of the 20% who did take that leap of faith, who did leave the land of Egypt, even though it was a time of confusion, and even though they had darkness. They were ready to move ahead, and we have their DNA. What a great message the Meshorer, the singer, is giving us. How when we're ready to change our nature, nature itself will change its nature. And so the song continues with a conversation between the singer and the sea, and the singer and the mountains. And they say, and the singer says, Malacha hayam kisanus, why is it sea that you flee? Hayardein tisovli achar, why is it river that you turn backwards? Haharim tirkadu cha'elim, and I'm adding the why is it malacha, because that really precedes each verse. Why is it mountains that you dance like rams? Gevaos kivnei tzon, and hills that you frolic like young sheep? We ask nature why they did miracles. And so we expect them to say it's because of the courage and faith of the Jewish people and make us really even more empowered. But they don't. Rather, they answer, Milifnei Adon Chuli Aretz. We fled before the Master, the Creator of the world. Milifnei Eloka Yaakov, before the God of Yaakov. Of course God made this miracle, but why doesn't the Meshorer empower us by saying it was because of you? Instead, it sort of makes us feel a bit passive, that now we have to wait for God to make more miracles for us. But here's where we need the Midrash to give us the behind-the-scenes story and a tremendous insight that the sea, or that nature, is telling us. In the Midrash in Shmos Rabbah, it tells us that when God told Moshe to tell the sea to split, Moshe tells the sea, it's time to split. And the sea says, I'm bigger than you, Moshe. I was created before you in the time of creation. Why should I listen to you? And then the sea looks again at Moshe and sees Hashem's hand, kaviyachol, so to speak, on top of Moshe's hand. And immediately the sea splits. Hence, the sea is telling us, do you realize when you were leaving Egypt and you thought you were on your own and vulnerable, wandering into the wilderness, you weren't. Hashem was holding your hand, ready to make the impossible possible. And the Belzer Rebbe notes that this verse, if you look at carefully at the grammar of it, it doesn't say, see, why did you flee? Lama nasta. It says, why do you flee, or why will you flee? It's actually written in the atid, in the future. So why is it written in the future and not in the past, as if we're asking the sea why it did split? And he answers that the sea splitting was just the first of many times that the seas would split for the Jewish people in the future. When we face seemingly insurmountable challenges, the sea is telling us, God will be with us. And God will cause nature to change its course when we show our willingness to march forward on our spiritual journeys, when we're ready to go out of our comfort zones. And now the song ends with, Hahofchi Hatzur Agam Mayim, he turns a rock into a pool of water, Chalamish Lamayno Mayim, a flint, which is even a harder, drier rock, into a spring of water. And this pasuk ends the song with another miraculous change of nature when the water came out of the rock for the Jewish people in the desert on a daily basis. The Midrash Hallel sees the image of a rock as reminiscent of the story of Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. They were two great Tanaim, Mishnaic scholars who really had heads of stone, impenetrable, not very wise and smart. But they broke their heads trying to learn Torah because they had an insatiable drive to learn, and they didn't accept that they wouldn't be able to do it. And as a result, they became the greatest scholars and teachers. And so what the Midrash Hallel is showing us through this pasuk of Hahofchi Hatzur is that just like nature can change, so can we. And you see that hint again, like we saw it in Kuf Yud Gimel, where you see Hahofchi, which is not a real word, it's a poetic word, but it has the Yud, that's not really necessary and it's not accurate at the end, but it's reminiscent. It reminds us of, it's about me. Ha-hofri, I can change, or Hashem can change me, a rock. Someone who can't, who's impenetrable, whose mind may be so firmly, this is the way it is, I can turn into a pool of water. God can even help me to change myself. And when I change myself, let's go back to the beginning, B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzrayim, nature will change in return. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.